Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Proverbs 31 Women podcast. It's your girl Kayla. It is low-key kind of late. I usually record in the morning, but I decided to switch it up and record at night. I just was getting in my word and spending time with the Lord, but lately it has been on my heart to do a girl talk for a couple weeks now, and I would really love to talk about ideas or topics such as identity, self-confidence, toxic friends, relationships, even if you're not in a relationship, singleness, getting ghosted, or being ghosted, stuff like that. And even trust issues and things that a lot of people don't talk about that is often difficult because it's so touchy. But I want to break past those barriers, and I want this to be a place where you can go and feel heard and feel like you are not the only one feeling like this. Because I feel like in a lot of faith circles, everyone has this idea that you have to put off the best persona you can and be strong all the time. But as a follower of Christ, the Lord never guaranteed that we would have a perfect life or we would be strong 24/7. That's why we have Him. It's because we are not strong all the time. We can't do this on our own. And that's why we have Him, and that's why we have sisters in Christ to sharpen us, to remind us of the bigger picture. And I believe that God wants to use this podcast for you listening to this right now, to know that you're not alone and that these are things that we go through as women, but we can be here to encourage each other. And for those of us that have been through those of us that are seasons of ahead, we're here to remind our younger sisters that, you know, they can get through this even when it's difficult. So today we're going to be talking about guys and what to do if you have been ghosted. Now, this term is kind of like, I don't want to say it's super new, but for those of you that are maybe out of your 20s or your late 20s, you may have never heard of this term, but basically it's when a girl and a guy, like, you're super interested in someone and then all of a sudden they kind of just stop talking to you. They drop from the face of the earth and you never hear from them again, and it can be very hurtful because it feels like, you know, like what was the clincher that made this person not want to be with me or not want to talk to me? It could be you guys went on one date or a couple of dates and you're cool, and then all of a sudden it's like a switch up, like they just stop talking to you. Or maybe you're just texting them and you haven't met in person yet and been texting for, you know, a couple weeks or a month or 2 months, and then all of a sudden they just stop talking to you and they don't give a reason, and it's just like, what on earth just happened? And for my younger girls that maybe you've never experienced this, I hope that you never have to go through this. But for those of us that have, it can be very hurtful because it is a form of rejection, because they're not prioritizing you. They're not giving you the attention that you know that you deserve. And so it's very easy to turn that into, what did I do wrong? What about me did they not find attractive? Or did their friends say something? Or, you know, was it something that I said that offended them? And so we go into this downward spiral of blaming ourselves instead of looking at the bigger picture and saying, okay, God has seen conversations that I haven't had, sees their heart before I could even see it. Because let's be honest, when we're first talking to someone, it's very easy to disregard the red flags and focus on the things that they do have that we like, and it blindsides us of the things that are really negative. So for example, say you're talking to someone and they are the best at words and making you feel special and saying all the right things, like, you look beautiful, you love others, and I love that about you, or I really like that about you, or, you know, stuff like that, and they know how to say all the right things. But the moment that you want them to follow through with their words, it's very difficult to. So they may be good at giving compliments, but when it comes down to showing up for something that's important to you, they come up with excuses. So you see what I mean? There's always like a catch 22. But with someone that loves God, that loves that, well, eventually if they're a man of God that is right for you, they will love you. But in the process of getting to know you, they're going to follow through with their actions. Their intentions are going to be clear. And for someone that has ghosted you, their intentions were most likely not clear from the beginning, and this just proved what, you know, the illegitimacy was at the beginning, if that makes sense. So, my ladies, I this is not a fun place to be in, but I want you to know that none of this is your fault. If someone stops talking to you and doesn't have the decency and the couth or the class to even address why they don't want to continue getting to know you, they're not even worth a tear. They're not worth any. They don't deserve anything from you. If they're not even able to safeguard your heart and to consider your feelings, then don't throw your pearls to the swine. I think that's something that is so prevalent, or something that needs to be reminded for us women of God, because we feel like, I don't want to say we, because I don't want to speak on behalf of all women or young women my age, that we feel like we have to fix someone. But I would say a lot of us feel like we can, I guess, focus so much on their potential that we fail to see their current spiritual condition, which is dead. If that man is not able to lead you, they are not meant for you. If they were just able to drop you and not even explain why, do you really trust them with your heart? Do you really trust them to know the deepest things about you? Probably not. So you're probably thinking, okay, Kayla, I know that their intentions were not good. I hear what you're saying, but why is it so difficult for me to let go? How can I move on? Blah, 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 blah. So for me, one of the biggest things that has helped is, first of all, removing that person from social media, deleting your conversation with them, or just deleting their number, deleting their contact. Because I think the big thing with social media is when you want to get over someone, but you still see what they're doing every day, it's constantly reminding you of things, of a life that you could have been part of, that you're not part of, if that makes sense. And especially if they've moved on with another girl, it is so much harder to move on, because then you start comparing, like, well, was he talking to her at the same time he was talking to me? And was she the reason why he ghosted me? And blah, 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 blah. Listen, do yourself a favor, spare yourself the heartache, and just cut him off of social media. Another thing, the number. It is so easy to just, I don't know, go in your moment of weakness, type up, it takes less than 10 seconds on your phone to just look up their name and text them because you feel lonely, or you just feel like you've seen something that reminded you of them and you want to share it with them. It's like, no, he dropped you. He's not thinking, it's hard to say, but he's not really thinking about you because he didn't even have the decency to tell you why he stopped getting to know you. And the most important thing of all is to go to God and to surrender all of it, all your hurt, all your pain, all your tears, all your questioning, give it to the Lord and come from a place of, Lord, I trust you, instead of, Lord, why? I think so many times we get focused on why something didn't work out instead of trusting in God and knowing that he's going to reveal the bigger picture to you when you have grown, when you have trusted in him, and when you stop leaning on your emotions and you choose him over that. That is what will help you to let go, as well as memorizing scripture. Every time you want to text him, just remember Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Do not give dogs what is sacred. Do not throw your pearls to swine. If you do, they may trample them under their feet and turn and tear you to pieces. You guys, that is a convicting word. When you feel like texting him, remember, I'm not about to throw my pearls to swine. And also, it's so important to cast down those imaginations, such as reverting back to thinking of the good times and replaying that over and over in your head, or fantasizing about the what ifs and what you could have done differently. You are right where you should be in this season that you're in. If you have decided to let that person go, you are doing what's best for you, and you're being obedient to God, and that he has, believing that he has someone so much better for you that would treasure your heart, that would value who you are as a woman, and would help you to grow stronger in your walk with the Lord, because you'd be a team. I cannot reiterate that enough, ladies. Know your worth in Jesus, because if you look for it in a guy, I promise you, he will fail you every time. But the one that never will died for you 2,000 years ago so that he could take the pain that you're feeling right now and just take it on the cross for you, so you wouldn't have to feel like that, so you can find the most unfailing love in him. I just love that. I love that we have a God that is so patient with us. Maybe this isn't the first guy that has ghosted you, the first guy that you fell for that ended up being a jerk, and you're hurt all over again, and you feel like this habit just, or this, you know, reoccurring circumstance keeps happening over and over again. Trust that God's patient with you, that you have a chance to pick up your cross and follow him and choose him over the bad habits you have just been, you know, that has been replaying in your life. Clearly this hasn't been working. So stop chasing after people that are not going to put that same effort in you. But go after